כן, סמן רי סמר היי, סטיב גימל. אין נסלם כלי בשבס פחס הנר. One is not permitted in Shabbos to put a receptacle underneath the nair. That means we have a wick jutting out from a nair. And from this wick, let us say there is oil dripping out. So he wants to save the oil. So he wants to put a keli in Shabbos to receive the drops of oil. So a noisim kli b'shabes tachas haner l'kabel shemen hanotev. In order that the oil that is dripping should go into this keli, because by doing this, mimnei shum mevato kli meheichonai. That means, till now, this keli was usable. It could be metaltol the keli. Now, by putting it underneath the nair and the shemen, which is muktzeh, the shemen is muktzeh, it's muktzeh machmas iser. That means that you're not allowed to take out the shemen. It's because it has to burn. If you take out the shemen, you'll be a mechaber. So I have no right to be metaltol the shemen because of a surei Torah. So now if the shemen will fall into this new keli, so I will not be permitted to be metaltol in this new keli because it is has in it muktzeh, machmas iser. So what did I accomplish? I accomplished, when I put this keli underneath the dripping shemen, I'll be now unable to be metaltol the keli, because it has muktzeh in it. So by doing this, that's called mevatel keli mehechonai. That means, till now, this keli was usable. You could be metaltel it. You could do whatever you want with it. Now, this keli is not usable anymore. It has to remain there. So this is equivalent, keilu, I destroyed the keli. Keilu, I was soiser the keli. And Chazal also to be mevatel keli meyachonai. This is an iser de rabbonon, because this is similar to soiser. I destroyed the keli from its use. Till now it was usable, and now it's not usable anymore. But now that you put it underneath the oil, you can't use it, you can't touch it anymore, because the oil is muktzeh, and the oil that's dripping from the nair is muktzeh. So now this keli becomes unusable now. Till now I could use it, and now I can't use it. So that's called soiser. That's called I destroyed a keli. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Lekabel shemen. So I'm not allowed to put a keli underneath, and that means we have a wick jutting out, and oil is dripping from the wick. So I'm not allowed to put underneath the dripping oil a keli, because it's mevatel kli meyachonai lekabel shemen, to collect the drops of shemen. Avol mutar loseis tachas neir shel shave oy shel chaylev. But let's speak about a different case. He has a candle that is burning. The candle is bending over dangerously, and one can expect that it's going to fall. It's going to fall on the table. It can burn the table. So now he's going to put, let's say, a pot, a metal pot, underneath in the vicinity, that when the nair falls down, it will fall into the pot. Now, so theoretically, he's doing the same thing. Now, he has this burning candle that it is muktzeh. So he says, this is permissible. Then I'll explain why. If he hears a candle made out of wax or chalim or fats, she's afraid shema yipel, maybe it will fall. V'yadlik mashe tachtov, and if it falls, it will burn the tablecloth, perhaps the table. So he puts down a keli in that vicinity that when the candle falls, it should fall on the keli. Now, what is the difference? So the reason is the kiven that efshel l'nayer miyad ha'isar mitoich akeli. That means, as soon as this candle falls into this pot, he has now a burning candle in the pot, he could take this pot, put it on the ground, let's say we have an earthen ground, and tilt the pot gently, and the keli will fall on the ground. Now, this is permissible. He's not being mechabe. He's not doing anything. He's doing everything. He's putting it down on the ground and tilting it. And the candle will fall on the ground and in time it will extinguish itself. So I took it into the keli. I put a keli there with the intent that the candle should fall into the keli, with an intent that as soon as it falls onto the keli, I'll get it out of the keli. So that means I have no intent that this mukze should remain in the keli. I don't want the candle. I just don't want that the table shouldn't get burned. So I want that the candle should fall into the spot, but I'll be able to get rid of the candle. I'll take the pot, put it on the ground, and gently tilt it, and I accomplished that, and the table didn't start burning. So mevatel kli mehechonai means if I want for al kaponim a certain amount of time that there should be mukta in the keli. That means I want for, let's see, we'll see soon the case, for 5 minutes there should be mukta in the keli. So for 5 minutes, I am making this keli not movable. I want it to be there for 5 minutes. So memele, that is called mevatel kli mehechonai, and this is also over here. I don't want it to remain at all in the keli. I just want to get it in the keli, and then I'll remenayer it on the ground. So if there is no intent that this mukta should remain in the keli, so that's not called mevatel kli mehechonai. In this keli, I'll be able. I just need this. I need that it should fall into the spot that I'll be able to take it down and shake it out of the pot. But there's no intent that it should remain in the pot. So therefore, that is not called mevatel kli mehechonai. We'll see what the difference is between the case of what the Mechaber is speaking about. Umitam. So let's go back to the Mishnah. The kiven the efshel l'naya miyad ho israel mitoich hakeli. It is possible that I could tilt out the iser, the candle, from the keli, from a shekosim semen reishai and zayin, loichoshim mevatel kli mehechonai, so it's not considered like I took a keli and I made a keli unusable. This keli will be usable. Because I'm just taking this to that the candle should fall into it, and then I'll take out I'll tilt the keli and the candle will fall out. So I never, that's not considered as mevatel kli mehechonai. But now let's go what the Mechaber speaking about. The Mechaber was speaking about that shemen was trickling out of this wick, and he wanted the shemen. Shemen was expensive then. So he's putting the keli now underneath the oil that I should have the shemen. That means, not to so. Wait, so Shams, I'll have Shemin. He has an intent that the Shemin should remain in the scaly. And wait, so Shabbos will use the Shemin. So, but what is he doing now? By putting the Kaley underneath the Shemin in letting that the Shemin should remain in the Kaley, I just made this Kaley unusable for Shabbos. That is called Mevatel Kli Meichonei. Lidomi Lishemin Shein Eroitzel in Nari Lafsidi. He has no intent to shake out the Shemin. He doesn't want to get rid of the Shemin. Previous. So we just said two halachas. That if I'm putting a keli down, that the candle should fall into it, and then I have an intent to shake out the candle, to tilt out the candle, so I don't have no interest that this candle should remain in this keli for any amount of time. I don't need it in the keli. I just want it to get into the keli, and then I'll tilt it out. So that is not considered mevatel kli mehechonei, because I don't want that it should be any amount of time in this keli. I just want it to get in the keli, and then I'll be menayer it. My she'en came by the case of Shemin. He has no intent to tilt the keli that the Shemin should drip out. He wants it. He wants the Shemin. So that is called mevatel kli mehechonei. Ulahamid kli tachas hapechom sheberosh hapsilo sheyipel lesoichoy. Now he's speaking about a third case. We had a wick, some type of a wick, that this wick was burning, and this wick, we have to picture, it's like small coals. It is a wick that's burning, and this wick is somehow falling. It's falling either on the table, or it's falling, or if I put a dish underneath it, it'll fall into the dish. Now, this wick that's burning, which is similar to small coals, I cannot, it seems, if I will... We had before to move coals in Shabbos. Burning coals is not allowed to do it. Either it will burn better or you will extinguish it. To move a burning coal in Shabbos is also. So now, from this wick, that particles of the wick were falling, and I put this into a dish now. Now, I have to wait patiently for 5 minutes till these small coals burn out, and then I can shake them off. But till 5 minutes, I need them. They have to remain in the keli. So this is considered mevato kli mehechonoi klisho. That means I don't want it to be there the whole Shabbos. We have here three cases. We had Shemin. I want it to be there because the Shemin is valuable. I don't want to spill out the Shemin. I want it to remain there the whole Shabbos. So that's called mevato kli mechone for the whole Shabbos. That's nichera seisa. Then I had the case of a candle, which it seems that even though while it's burning, I can be menayer and nothing's going to happen. So that's not mevatel kli mechonei at all. And then I have a third case that I have particles of a wick, which is similar to small pieces of coals which are falling in, which are burning now, and I can't move the keli till these coals get extinguished. So I want it in the keli for 5 minutes, then when it extinguishes, I'll get rid of it. So this is considered mevatel kli mechonei lisho. So now he says, what's this sin? I want that the keli should... that the small pieces of coal from the wick should fall into the scaly sheyipol asoichoy also. This is also because this is mevato kli mehechonoi lisho. Imloi bemokim hefsid. Here you need, they were only meko bemokim hefsid merube. You need a hefsid merube. neither have said Mahuba, they weren't makom. So that means if the alternative is that either the table will burn or the house might burn down, oh, that's a hefsed mehube, so then it's mutam. Va'aval gav, the la'ache shekovu yochel l'nalo minakeli. That means, even though over here I don't have an intent that these coals should remain in the keli, after they burn out, I can shake them out. This is called, I want that they should be for 5 minutes in this keli. So for 5 minutes, this keli is not movable. So it's considered like I was saying in the keli, even shiyevshel and narom miyad. So therefore, so we have here these three halachas. I want the shemen to fall in, it's ichorosav. To want a candle to fall in, it's mutav. And if I'm putting it there, that these particles of the wick should fall in, so b'mokim hefsed merubetz mutar, shlei b'mokim hefsed merubetz asam. Mehechonai. So now he says, what is the issa to put down this keli underneath the oil? So he says, because you're taking away the usage of this keli by putting it underneath the oil that it should chip into it. Before you put it down, you could move it. Now you're asking it because of the shemen. Mibnei shedoyme ki'ilu soyser ha'kli u'mishablo. This is equivalent, like he's destroying the keli. Before it was usable, it was movable, and now it's stuck here, I can't do anything with it. So that is why Chazal asked this. V'im yesh b'kli davar ha'muta. But what if you have inside the kli a davar hamuta? That means like this. I have a bowl, and I have an apple in the bowl, and I want to get the shemen. Now, the apple, so in the bowl will be two things. There'll be oil, which is muktzeh, and an apple, which is not muktzeh. And if the apple is more choshev than the shemen, or you have a few apples, and it's more choshev than the shemen, so then it's a kli that's a bosis with dama also dama hamut. It's not only holding mukta, it's holding mukta things and other things. So then if the other things are more choshev than the mukta things, so then there's no problem. So then there's no mavatal kli me'echonei. V'im yesh b'kli davar hamuta muta l'anichei tachas haner l'kabo b'shemen do yochel l'taltle agavehetta, because after the shemen will fall in, I can still move the keli because of the apples. Im u'binin shemuta l'taltle b'shvilei k'mei shekosa b'soy v'simin shinyot. Now before we go further, let's speak about something which is very, very shriach, which the Dershah brings down a machlekes, Abliyashev and Abnishin Karelitz. Now let's talk about, I have a clean garbage bag, and I want to put garbage in the garbage bag. So is this called Mevatel Kli Mehechonai? That means real garbage. Let's not talk about semantics. Some people throw in the garbage by other people can put it back on the table. That means if you have the cholent and the kishkin and everything is there, so please, it's good. You were full already because it's coarse already, but this is, you have edible things. But if you have, let's say watermelon pits and a whole bunch of and shells, you have a whole bunch of real mukta there. Are you allowed to take a a clean garbage bag and I'll fill it up. I'll fill it up with this garbage. Am I allowed to do this? Is this mevatel kli mechonei? So Rabbi Yashim says, this is not called mevatel kli mechonei because that's what a garbage bag is aimed for. That's the shimush of a garbage bag. That means here, it's called a saisa. You had a dish that was mukhan to use and to move and everything. And now I'm putting it, that I'm letting a muksa thing fall into it. So this is called, I'm destroying the keli. It was before till now. It had such good potentials and now it's, but over here, this is, that's what it's aimed for. Like they bring down another marshal. Let's talk about, I take a paper towel and I dry my hands in the paper towel. So now, so that should also be called Mamato Kli Meyechone. That means before. And now it's a, yeah, the end. I went and dry it now. So wet, you can't do anything with it anymore. So that's why, you blow your nose in a tissue. So is this called Mamato Kli Meyechone? Before it was usable, now, but that's what it's aimed for. It's aimed for Nishimush, so that doesn't fall into the category of Mamato Kli Meyechone. That's what Rabbi Yashim says. Rav Nissim Kerelitz is not so makel in this, but he says it matters what you have in the garbage. If you have in the garbage, many things which are not necessarily mukta, you have paper cups and plastic cups and plastic spoons. And so these are all things which are not mukta. So if it becomes a brosis, so then it is mukta. But that's the shell if it falls into the category of mavato primeyechone. So we have here these suits and other. Now he says, "Oid eitz acheres, kosa b'tshuvis maril, v'hiskim imoy hamogin Avram." But another eitz, let's say either this case of the pechon, which is falling and which is not so poshut, or let's say I want the oil to fall into keli in Shabbos, so you have a problem of mevatel kli meyechonei. So he says something very interesting. The Maril says, "The yosem kli mibo'id yoim tachas hashulchan, I should put underneath the table." I should put a keli. That means the keli, the underneath the table, I have a nail someplace, not on the table, and it's going to drip on the table. And I put a keli underneath the table. Ubi Shabbos acher achile, and Shabbos after we finish eating, maybe Friday night when the candles are burning, yosir es hashulchan, so he's going to take away the table. That means somehow we have here a nail that oil is falling, let's say, on the table. And they want the oil, there's a lot of oil that's falling, or it's not on the table. It's not, a hanging one. Right, no problem. And here's the table. Well, here's the table here. So now, as soon as he finishes the suda, but he put before Shabbos, he put the keli underneath the table, right? And the oil is dripping. Now, as soon as he finishes the suda, he moves away the table, and now the oil is dripping into the keli, and give Aldik. Now, what did he do over here? He did something over here. He was through a grome, he was about to clean my honey. That's why he did something. Let's not make it that he didn't do anything. Before Shabbos, he put down the keli there. Look, that's nothing. But now when he pulls away the table and now the shemen is going to drip into the keli, so I was going him to be mevatel kli meyechonei, which is not so poshut. which is not so poshut. Now, just to prove that it's not so poshut, the Gemara speaks about a case that what is if I have a chicken that's going to lay an egg, and I want it to fall into a keli, so I'm going to go and put a keli in the vicinity that when the chicken lays the egg, it's going to roll into the keli. I'm going to do this in Shabbos. So the Gemara said, this is also, this is Mavato Kli Meyachonai. The egg is Muktzal Snoiler, then you put the keli over there. The Mavato Kli Meyachonai, so even though it doesn't happen right away, till the takes time, till the chicken is going to actually, till the egg is going to come out of the chicken, that is called Mavato Kli Meyachonai. But over here, this is called more or less of a grome. I'm not doing anything with the keli. The keli is put there before Shabbos. I'm just pulling away the table. So the Mariu said, this is mutter. That was the head of the Mariu. Three days after his close of Shabbos, Mariu, the Iskimim Amog and Amram, the Yosem Kli, Mi Boid Yoim Tachas Ashulchan. Or the Shabbos Achachile Yoser as Ashulchan. Bakli Oimid Mayats May Tachas Aner. Baav to who Goyrim the Shabbos Lavato Kli Mechonai Aide Hasoras Ashulchan. Become Mokim Shori. Kivin Shane Mavatloi Bi Yodayim the Shabbos. I didn't bring the keli here. I just moved away the table. And through moving away the table, so it's kind of, that's called, I was going to a different pooler, to pulling away the table, that this keli will become a matter kli mechone. So that, the Mariu said, is mutaf.
One.
No, if I put the keli over there, that's called already. That was about to give that was his whole answer. The whole answer was that the Kivin Shalim Mavatloi be a dying bishop. That would call me put the keli over. This is like putting, I was going to put the keli in Shabbos. It's like putting it on the chin that the egg is going to roll into it. Even though,
Yeah.
But that's cool. But I put the keli there also. Here it's called, I didn't do anything with the keli. The keli was there from before by pulling away the table. It came out now. The keli and then we'll be able to be mekabel. That's what to put the keli in Shabbos would be also. So the but this Mariu was matter. That's one. Yeah, and then another thing is matter. Boy, do ainon on his orim milahosim kli be Shabbos al shulchan tachas aner af al pi shenayfol boy shemen. He says the meaning is that we put a keli under the nail, if we want that, he doesn't want it for the shaman, he wants that a fire shouldn't happen. So he's not doing it lekabel a shaman. He wants that the shulchan shouldn't get this. He ain't miskabel lekach. He's not miskabin, so then it's mutter. He said the whole issue is, a noisning kli likabel shemen anoiter. If the whole intent is for the kabbalah shemen, that's called mevatel kli mechonah. If you're not miskaven that the shemen should fall in, ochinami a miskavening shemesa hashulchan ela latolas hashulchan shleipol olamaneh. So he says over here, the kavanah is not that she fall into the keli, the kavanah is that the shulchan should not get burnt. So he means to say like this, let's just appreciate a little what it seems this wasn't a poshut to shailem. Let me just tell you what the Mariu was going through. The Mariu said, as follows. The first answer was that I'm going to put the keli before Shabbos, and then I take away, in Shabbos, I take away the table. I take away the table, so it's a grommet. Gome is mutter. Then he said, Adi no Gome is mutter, because we're going to have later Gram Kibui is mutter. That means like this. That means, let's say if I have a, if you have something burning, and it's gonna, the whole thing's going to get burned, so I'm going to make, I'm going to saturate this, let's not say not with water, with dirty water, let's say. I'll saturate this with dirty water, so no shail of kibbutz. And then, so this is burning, so when it's going to come to this area that's saturated, the fire is going to burn out. This is called Gram Kibui. That means I didn't do anything. I made this wet. This, make this wet, it's nothing. And by doing this, I was going to, that when the fire is going to come here, the fire is going to get extinguished. Gram Kibui is mutter. So when the Maril said, Hishtik Teure, so he said, listen, Ma doch Kibui, which is a Maloche de Reise, but Gram Kibui is mutter. So here, this Soyser, this Keili, is a Rabbonnike Maloche. So Gram Fine. But then he started scratching his head and he says, no. Gram Kibui is only mutter b'mokim p'teide. Shaloi b'mokim p'teide, it's also. So I lost my kal b'chayma. So that's why he was moisted. He says, there's another cheshbin over here. There's a cheshbin. I'm not mechavin. When I pull away the table, I'm not, it's not only a gram that the keli should become ice keli. I'm doing it that I don't have kavona that should fall into the keli because I want that the table shouldn't burn. So the whole issel is, ain't nice and clean, lickable. But if I'm doing, I'm by pulling away the table, I'm not doing it that the keli should be mekabel. I'm doing it that the table shouldn't get burnt. So that's called his eini miskaven. It's more than gram. He's an eini miskaven also. So eini miskaven translates mutter. That means it's a heter of gram plus eini miskaven. Roy deina no zol melhosum kli b'shabbos al shulchan tachas aner. Avu b'shenoy vu b'shemen ke miskaven kach he doesn't want that the shemen should fall in. Ochenami miskavening shemei. So that's these aloches of Mavato Kli Mechone. That's if you do this in Shabbos. But mi ba'oyim, umuta litnoy mi ba'oyim. But the erev Shabbos, I'll take a keli, I'll put it underneath the nail, so when the shemen will drip into the keli, no problem, because I'm doing this erev Shabbos. So now let's see the loss of the mechaber. Umuta litnoy mi ba'oyim, I'm allowed to put this keli erev Shabbos underneath the nails. Fine, because then there's no issue of Mavato Kli Mechone. Vashemen Hanoitev, and the oil which is dripping, but you have to know, is also Lishtapek Mimenu B'Shabbos. But you're not allowed to use the Shemen in Shabbos, because the Shemen is Mukseh. The Shemen was, it's Mukseh Machmas Issa. So you're not allowed to use the Shemen. So he's telling us what to do. In Shabbos, you're not allowed to put a keli there, Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to do it, no problem, but don't use the Shemen in Shabbos, because the Shemen is Mukseh. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Vashemen Anoitev. So I'm putting a keli over here underneath the nail, that if the Shemen falls, it'll fall into the keli, and I did it Erev Shabbos in its mutter. Such a Mishnah Berurah. Ve'im lo'y notav l'soichai shemen klal. What happens? Last Shabbos, everything was a big mess. It was dripping and everything. This Shabbos, I was smart. I put a keli Erev Shabbos. I put a keli underneath the nail, that if the shemen will drip, it's going to drip into the keli. Show me all Yisrael. When I put down the keli, The wheat burned beautifully. It didn't drink. Gimbaldic. Fine. So now I have a keli. The nail burnt out already. Sholomai Yisrael. The nail burnt out. And the Roshem and Drip. Now can I use this keli? That means I had put this keli here before Shabbos. Now the shemen that drips in Shabbos should fall to the keli. But there was no shemen that drips. Now can I use this keli? So he says, if no shemen fell into it in Shabbos, so that way I had an intent that the muksadiki shemen should fall into it. But I had an intent. But no muksadiki shemen fell in. I was only a machshavah that the shemen should fall in. The ma'aseh didn't fall in. Shalom al Yisrael. Fine, that's a portion to do. Ubelayo rabbe kosav dimnotav shemen l'soicha mi ba'oinyoin. What is if it started dripping shemen mibaydayim? Now let's see what happened. Mibaydayim shemen. So I want that this keli should be a drip catcher. That's what I want. That should catch all the drips. I put it down. Mibaydayim was dripping and dripping. Fine, gevaldik. Now the shemen mibaydayim is not muksa, nothing. Fine. Now. And now, in Shabbos, nothing dripped. So is there any problem now? So the Rabbi says something very interesting. The Rabbi kosav dimnot av shemen l'soichem miboyim miskayim machshav. So that means he had an intent it should be a drip catcher, and l'maisa it started catching drips. Shechoshim alei u'mikre al yedeze kli shemalachtoi leisel avimachetach nispach hashemen. So even though later the shemen got spilled out before Shabbos, but I made this a kli that's oimet to whole shemen. Chmoy im hiniach mois al a kli mi boidyoin, av she notloi mi boidyoin, mikom okim have a miyuchad leisa, vavi mukse, vayim beprima godem. Now let's just understand a little bit the marshal. If a person has money and he wants to leave this money in a box, so he puts the money in the box before Shabbos. So he wants this box to hold his money. Fine, gewaldig. Then later, he takes out the money from the box. Fine. Does this box, from that's what he had done, does that make it, it becomes a wallet already? Does it get a din of a money holder? I mean, I wanted it to hold money. I put money in it, and then it took out the money. But does the status of the box, since I wanted it to hold money, and I put money in, so on the soul to get the din of a money holder, and it's muksa in Shabbos and Seklisha Malach Telisa. So the rabbi says, if I wanted it to hold, to be a drip catcher, and it caught some drips in before Shabbos, even though I spilled out the shemen, but the status of the keli became a drip catcher, and it's a klisha malach telisa. So I am the prima godem. The prima godem wishes to differentiate. It's there. I made it a money hole. The money is mukta here. All I did was mutter the kishemen fell in before Shabbos. She holds. There's no problem whatsoever. Now we have the now. But if it fell in Shabbos, also he stopped mimeno. So you're not allowed to use the shemen. That means, now let's talk about what the Mechaber was talking about. He put a keli before Shabbos to catch the drips of the shemen. The shemen fell in Shabbos, and the shemen was mukse. It's mukse machmas isa, because in Shabbos you're not allowed to take out the shemen al mechaber, so the shemen is mukze. So in Shabbos you're not allowed to use the shemen. V'nireh, That's a poshet din. So he says, "Afulu yesh shemen heta harbe bekli miboidyoim." What happens if in this keli there was a gallon of shemen? Not to think it's shemen. We put it there. It's holding shemen. He puts this underneath the neh, and in Shabbos it falls 5 drops of this muktz in the kishemen. So you have a gallon of shemen in this keli from before, I hear these 5 drops. So a lamdum would say, "Well, listen, it's bottle of rice. You have 5 drops of muksanik shemen in the gallon of good shemen. No problem." So the Mishabura says, "It's not bottle of rice. Afili yeh shemen heta harbe mikli miboidyoim. V'nicha oz l'kabo shemen ha-noitif. Mikol mokim osa lehistapik. The dovo sheyesh loy matirin loy bottle." There's a concept that if something will become mutter after Shabbos, so then there's a concept, Asha Techlenu Be'isa Techlenu Be'eta. That means the whole heter of bittul was only said if without bittul or be'osa. So then we said we can rely on bittul. But if you could avoid the heter of bittul, that means after Shabbos, there's no problem with these 5 drops anymore because it's after Shabbos. So then, since we are saying you can use these 5 drops after Shabbos without bittul, so therefore we did not permit you to use these 5 drops in Shabbos with the heter of bittul.